If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we are doing our favorite wellness items under $25. You guys know we love our self-care routines, morning routines, night routines. So we dove into our favorite items that are affordable, that help us in our day-to-day lives and can hopefully help you guys.
Yeah, you all know that the eight dimensions of wellness is a core value of the podcast. So in one way or another, these items contribute to at least one of the eight dimensions. Even some of them, I think, fall under multiple categories. So we'll try to give a good range, whether it's beauty stuff or general wellness or movement, so that there's a variety.
Absolutely. But first, as always, we're going to catch up, do our peaks of the week, and then we'll get into those items.
Amazing. How are you doing?
Good. Just had a fun weekend. I was in Austin for the weekend for Austin City Limits. I went with McKenna, Julian, and Connor because I think it was back in the spring. We have T-Mobile and they were doing these T-Mobile special ACL tickets that you could get a $50 credit to use anytime, anywhere at the festival, as well as just a retail price ACL ticket because they all sold out within like 30 minutes. So this came like a month after they had already been sold out. So we're like, okay, perfect. So we got those. Unfortunately, McKenna and Julian's fell through. I won't get into all the details, but my T-Mobile tickets came through. Theirs didn't work out. I can't even explain how frustrating that was.
Oh,
so,
no.
I know. It was like a whole thing where McKenna's link didn't work. And then, yeah. So me and Connor got ours, but then luckily about a week before the festival, they got a resell ticket face value. And then a girl from St. Louis lives in Austin. She sold hers to us. I think she'd upcharge like $40. We're like, we'll take it. That's fine. Because people sell them for like $200 or $300 more than what they bought them for, which, I mean, I guess people pay it so they can do that. But it's super frustrating because we're like, this is not worth $600. It's like a $350 ticket. So when I found that girl, I jumped on it and met up with her, got them. But yes, it was so much fun. Highlights of the weekend, we saw Sabrina Carpenter, which was really good. I love Sabrina. I've always been kind of like a basic music, pop music girly. And she put on a show. Out of all the performances I saw, she put on the best performance. And then the other person I really like seeing was Dochi. If you know Dochi, she's like a hip hop rap performer. She was really good. She sings the song Anxiety. She's also blown up a lot in recent years. So all in all, lots of good music. I will say, this was Connor's first music festival, and I kind of drug him into it. Well, we have a lot of friends in Austin, so getting him to go to Austin wasn't a hard convince because or a hard sell because we have a bunch of friends, and they had been wanting us to visit for the weekend because who knows how long they're going to live there. A lot of them are from St. Louis and want to move back. But getting him to be down for the music festival was, I don't know, he was more on the fence because he's just not a music festival person. And I will say, I honestly don't feel like I am either. It was fun, but you're almost getting like a watered down version of everyone's performances where we were saying we kind of rather just buy someone's concert ticket and get them at 100% versus every artist at like 40 or 50% because you only get to do 45 minutes to an hour. And also ACL, I feel like ACL was set up not great with who was performing at the same time because there were several times where we wanted to see both people, but they were on opposite ends of the field. Like we had to leave Cage the Elephant, which is this huge band, amazing performance. We had to leave them only three songs in to go see Role Model because we wanted to see Role Model, this other artist. And the last music festival I went to, Coachella, I feel like they did a really good job of two very different genres be going at the same time so that it would not be overlapping people that you'd want to see. So that was my only qualm with ACL.
And correct me if I'm wrong, was this the first time you went intentionally to the festival?
This is the first time I've ever been to ACL. McKenna went when she lived in Austin last year. You can go, you can buy day passes or you can buy the weekend pass. She bought a day pass last year, had a lot of fun. And so she was like, we should go for a whole weekend. We went Friday, Saturday. We just didn't use our pass Sunday because we ended up just getting on a really early flight because Connor had to work on Monday morning. And he's like, I'd rather just get back and get settled going into the week and not have the Sunday scaries, which, yeah, I totally understand. So we did miss some good people on Sunday, but that's okay. We gave our tickets to our friends who got to go. But no, I've never been to ACL. And like me and Connor were kind of like, we might be done with music festivals. I feel like I checked it off. Because the other thing is you have to really push to be at the front. And that's just not, I'm not going to do that. Even Sabrina Carpenter, there's just so many people that wanted to see her. And I'm like, I'm not going to get trampled. I'm not going to get my feet stepped on. If anyone else wants to go do that, go ahead. We can meet up afterwards. And no one wanted to. We were all agreed. We wanted to get close. But some of these people act so insane because you all paid the same price. And people, oh my God, like some people ran at 8 a.m. when the doors open, ran and sprinted be barricade for Sabrina Carpenter at 8:45 p.m. So they stood in the sun, the hot sun, didn't use the bathroom all day.
For
12 hours and watched all the other performances. And one of the people I saw on TikTok, he got in line at 6 a.m. for the doors to open. So he had been there like over 14 hours. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to be.
Absolutely not. No.
People are pushing the front, and which is fine. We didn't really have too much of that because we weren't like too close to the front. We had a nice spot where we could still see her and stuff. But yeah, there's just a bunch of things where, and just like all the walking and stuff. I'm like, you know, I get it. That's a lot of bang for your buck at the same time. And like one of the big people we wanted to see was Luke Combs, but then he was just playing songs. It was only an hour, so he didn't get to play all the songs we wanted to hear. So I don't know. Maybe it was just an off year, but I don't feel like I ever need to go back. Let's just say. And I'm not trying to be negative because it was really fun. I love McKenna and Julian. We went shopping, went out to eat. We still got to see Austin and stuff like that. But I don't know. I feel like I did the music festival thing and I don't feel like I need to do it again.
Well, now you know. And yeah, at least you weren't going to Austin just for the festival. You got to see your sister and you got to see other people and turn it into a whole weekend thing.
Exactly. So it was fun, but probably won't ever go again. If you live in Austin, 1,000,000% go. But I don't feel like I ever need to fly in to go again.
Mm.
And that's how I felt with Coachella, too, only because I love Coachella. If I could just pay the $600, because again, some of these things really add up. If I could just pay the $600 for Coachella and maybe I lived in LA and I could drive down. But once you add the flights, once you add the hotels, you're paying $3,000 to go to these concerts. I'm like, I could go to Europe twice for how much I just spent going to a music festival. So I think in my life, concerts, music festivals, they're falling lower on the ranking of things I want to spend my money on.
I really do feel like there's two type of people though. Like the people from my high school and college that are festival people have been festival people. They're mm-hmm. always going to be festival people. It's like they end up marrying a festival person and that's like what they do and they have the outfits. And I just feel like it's a whole culture and lifestyle. And if that's your thing, then it could be really fun to go all in on it. But if it's not really your thing, yeah, it's expensive, it's long, it's a big commitment. But I can see how it's some people's thing for sure. But I'm with you. It's not mine.
Yeah. So again, like me and Connor, like everyone keeps asking how we feel. And we're like, we don't want to be negative because it's not like we're not having an awful time. Like we're vibing. Loved Sabrina Carpenter. We found some new artists that we really liked. Oh, a girl from my college. Actually, shout out to Kayla. My friend Kayla, she was in my Spanish classes. She's in a band called Moody Judy, and they got to perform at ACL. So I literally got to see someone from college perform, which was really cool. And I put on my story and I said, congrats, that was so cool. I got to see someone I know do their first ever music festival, and I hope they blow up. I hope they can keep moving into more festivals and get on bigger stages and stuff. So I guess that's another positive thing. I got to see someone that's kind of making it, kind of on the up and up. So that's really exciting for them.
I honestly had no idea you were going. I like completely missed that. I mean, you're a hard woman to keep track of, but
I know. I'm like, that's the other thing. We almost, this is horrible, but we almost were like gonna back out last second because we bought those way back in February, March. And then I realized we have so many things this fall that I kind of forgot we were going. Like weddings, Connor's family vacation is this month. I have a couple work trips. Like I'm just very traveled. Travel is a lot. Like I'm a hitting status on Southwest. There's just a lot of travel going on. So all good things, obviously, but
blends in with everything else.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you still went because take it as a pregnant person now. I still have intrusive travel thoughts as if I can go and do the things that I have been so used to for the last decade. Like this morning, I was like, man, October is a wide open month. It's my birthday month. Like maybe I should take a trip. I'm like looking google.com/flights. Like I could just go back to Tulum. And I'm like, Allison, you actually can't even leave the country right now because your visa is like pending. And then after that point, I'm past 36 weeks. And then you're like not even allowed on an airplane. I'm like, why are you looking at flights and trips right now? Like you have to stay planted. And I'm like, well, maybe we'll take the train to Paris. But like, it's just so weird being limited by your body, I guess, before the baby is even there. So I'm happy for you. Keep traveling. Do it because there's going to come a time where you can't do the things you used to do so easily.
That's honestly such a good reminder. And I have thought about that because we definitely want to start a family in the future. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to do all these things that I'm not going to be able to do. Like we always say, you know, you can make things work and you can do a lot, but at the same time, you got to be realistic. I feel like there are reasons people with kids don't do as much because, I don't know, they require you to be in one place. So yes, it is a good reminder that I got to live it up while I can.
Yes, yes, yes. And now I understand why parents or people that already have kids, and maybe they're like at a different stage of their life, are always like living vicariously through you. I never understood that. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to start turning into that person that's vicariously living through other people. But it's okay. Because you know that trend on social media right now, like it's not my turn to do XYZ, but it is my turn to do this. Actually, it's probably not on your For You page because you're in the you're in the travel stage. But it's like, okay, maybe it's not my turn to go to ACL on a whim. Maybe it's not my turn to just pop down to Paris. Maybe it's not my turn to spend the weekend in Tulum, but it is my turn to have the best morning cuddles of all time. It is my mm-hmm. turn to look into their eyes and see that this was all worth it or whatever. And, you know, reframing how they're both beautiful, but very different.
Oh, okay. I love that. Well, that's enough about me. How about you? I mean, you have so many good updates. Wait, I don't know if this is what you're going to talk about, but could you talk about your post, your most recent post?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
A big announcement?
I put on Instagram last night that Clay and I chose a baby name. And I know that it's not common to announce the name, but I've almost said it on the podcast multiple times. I accidentally will randomly tell people like at the grocery store or yoga and they're like, oh, that's his name. Like I even accidentally mm-hmm. said it to Kara in the most casual way. And I was like, oh, sorry.
I was like, wait. I was like, was I supposed to hear that? I don't know if I should just pretend like I didn't hear anything.
Exactly. That kept happening. And then people were like, wait, is this a secret? Can I tell people? Or like when we had the staff party at 1404, they're like, do you know the name? I'm like, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. I'll say it in a second. And they're like, oh, it's not a secret. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
I just hadn't really discussed keeping it like a hardcore secret. But then we just started telling everyone. And so it was like, might as well just put it on the internet at this point because cat's out of the bag. And worst case scenario, if he comes out and the name doesn't look like it suits him, okay, so whatever, we made a post online. It doesn't, it's not like we put it on his birth certificate yet. Like, we could still change it. People change their name after the fact all the time anyway. So I'm like, you know what? Let's take some cute photos. I got home from Pilates and I was like, what do you want to do today? And I'm like, well, I have an idea. I don't know if it's what you want to do. He's like reading his Red Rising books, like hood up on the couch. And I'm like, do you want to get ready and take maternity photos? And he's like, whatever you want, babe. You
know? He's like, I won't answer, honestly. Sure. No, they're so cute. And yeah, should we say the name?
Yeah, we decided on Hayes. H-A-Y-E-S for the first name, Nolan for the middle name. And Clay's last name is Fisher. So it'll be Hayes Nolan Fisher.
So stinking cute. Where does Nolan, is that a family name?
I actually wrote a blog post on my website this morning because I was like, okay, I'm going to like explain how we got to this name. And there's actually like no significance to either name, Hayes or Nolan. But choosing a name kind of was a process of elimination of all of the names that we couldn't have. Like, we couldn't do any name that ended in ER, because Fisher. No name that starts with an F, that just sounded cheesy. Nothing to do with water. We talked about this. Like, I always wanted to name a boy or girl River, because my middle name is Rivers. Couldn't use River Fisher. Every name I liked, he knew someone that had that name, or we had someone else that had a kid that already had that name, or vice versa. Clay would like a name, and I'm like, oh no, I know this person. So when we finally got to Hayes, which Hayes was actually on my original list that I made the day after I found out I got pregnant. And we were marinating on it, but Clay wasn't like so obsessed with it. But then as time went on and we were watching our options dwindle and dwindle, he was like, actually, I do really like it. And then his mom sent that text to him with it on the beanie. And I hadn't even said anything to her. And so then it was secured. And then for the middle name, we knew we needed something with hard syllables. Because Hayes, it's so like soft and flowy. Fisher, soft and flowy. So I felt like I needed a middle name that either started and or ended with a D, a T, an R, N or M. Something very pronounced, I guess, to make it flow better. And oh my God, we went through hundreds of middle names and all of them were just so average. And one day I finally said Nolan, and Clay was like, I like it. Let's pick it. And I was like, are we just saying that because we're over it? And he's like, no, I really like it. And since I pushed more for the first name, I was like, whatever you want for the middle name is cool with me. And he really liked it. So here we are.
Wow. Okay, well, so exciting. And when you were saying, why do people not post before? I guess there really isn't a reason not to. So you're right in that regard. But I didn't think about what if it doesn't look like that. But I feel like it's a baby. How could it not look like whatever name you want?
I know. The other name that Clay really liked for a first name is Rowan, R-O-W-A-N. Mm-hmm. In Irish, it means little redhead. And so I was like, on the off chance he comes out as a little redhead, sure, we can have that name. But yeah. I like fundamentally can't name our child a name that means little redhead if he comes out a blondie.
Right. That makes sense.
So I guess he will be Hayes unless he's a redhead.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious, but that's perfect. And okay. Yes. What other updates?
Rapid fire, just some random things we did this week. Okay. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole with it because if you guys haven't seen it, it's a waste of time. Have you seen the movie Eddington?
No.
Oh my God. If you guys have seen it, you'll know what I mean. I had to do a 3-hour deep dive after that movie. We left the theater and Clay and I were like, what the fuck was that? Like, I didn't even know what I was supposed to think necessarily. It's like all the conspiracy theories and shit that is going on in the world all wrapped into one movie. Pedro Pascal is in it. It was just really trippy. It felt weird to leave a movie and be like, wait, did I like that or did I hate it? I don't even know what I would just watch. It was so bizarre. But tomorrow, I think I'm going to go see the new one with Margot Robbie because I'm like, we got to make up for lost time because I was gone in August and Clay was gone in September. And you guys know we have that movie pass. So we got to buckle down now and get caught up to make it worth our value. And then we also went to a maker art craft fair thing on Saturday. I got an amazing smelling pumpkin candle, and we got 3 mini loaves of homemade bread. We just had the last slice. It's Monday, so they were mini loaves. But yeah, we've eaten 3 loaves of bread in 3 days. And last week was just really busy because October 1st, well, the first of every month is my busiest time of the month. But specifically, if I'm onboarding new vendors at the shop, and I had 3 start in October because I'm like trying to prep like, okay, if I am not going to be back for a little bit, I need to like thoroughly train them and have them on and ready before the baby comes. And so that just like sucked up my whole week. And then I finally got my brows done. The wait list here, it took me like a month to get into to see this girl. And I have felt so ugly for months not having my eyebrows done. And thank God she laminated them for me. Apparently, you're like not supposed to get them laminated when you're pregnant. I'm like, no, I do so many healthy things. Please save my eyebrows. I don't even know why. It could cause a reaction or something. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is I have to share this joke with you guys. So in the movie Eden, we saw it like a month ago. Anna de Armas, you know that actress?
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, stunning. Okay. Her character is like this bougie rich girl. And there's this scene at the very beginning. She's looking in the mirror and she goes, I am the embodiment of perfection. And she just like says it to herself all the time. And like she truly lives in her own bubble. And I'm not going to say I've been like super mean to myself during pregnancy, but I do not feel like the embodiment of perfection. And so Clay and I have started saying this joke, but we use it for anything now. Like I was getting ready to go to the gym today and it's like raining. I did not want to go. And I look at him and I'm like, I am the embodiment of athleticism. And he's like, yes, queen, you are. You've got it. And so we just like say it for anything now. And we don't want to do something like, oh, I don't really want to make dinner. No, I am the embodiment of a 5-star chef. And then like it kind of makes it funny. And then you're like, okay, I can do this because it's so ridiculous. But we have been saying that in every variation for like 3 weeks now. And you guys feel free to steal that because actually it brings a lot of laughter to our days.
And kind of gives you the encouragement or the energy to do something, maybe some false
it does.
Sense of, yeah, talk yourself into something.
Yeah, because it's like an affirmation, but it's so ridiculous that you're just like, I mean, I guess if I am the embodiment of athleticism, I'm going to go crush this workout. Look at me. Here I go.
Okay. Period. I love it. That's great. Anything else?
A low was I had the worst massage of my entire life.
I said my low. This is your low.
I feel like if you go get a massage, it's kind of hard to have a bad massage. Like rarely ever, well, never have I left until this time being like, I am so utterly disappointed. I came out into the reception area and the receptionist was like, how was it? I was like, honestly, I'm so disappointed. And she was trying to tell me that the lady just had a they all have different techniques. And, you know, I wasn't in the room. And I'm like, no, it was a lack of love. Her phone went off. She just didn't care. I feel like half the time she was like using one hand the whole time, barely doing anything in circular motions. I was like, I want a fucking refund. It was so bad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait, question for you. Was this on ClassPass or was it a regular massage you booked?
No, it was an actual massage place. And I went to this place before and had a top tier 10 out of 10 experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I went, I just chose a random lady. And so this time I put, you know, any staff, but she was horrible.
That's so
legitimately
sad.
You know, when you like were in high school or something and you like ask your high school boyfriend or like if you have a brother to try to massage you and they give you 2% effort and you're just like, you don't care.
Wow.
It was like that.
No, I asked that because the two times I've done a massage on ClassPass, they were both so mediocre. One was 12. She ended 12 minutes early. I was like, this is insane. Yeah. And she came. It was a 12:30 massage. She got there like 12:29. And then it was a 90-minute massage. And I have an insane perception of time. And when it was over, I was like, I don't feel like that was 90 minutes. I jump up immediately. When she closed the door, I jumped up immediately. It was 1:18. And I was like, I literally took a picture. And then she was out there. I'm like, I'm only tipping you 15% because I literally just got gypped. So that was frustrating.
That's
but
still generous.
I know. I'm like, she was not getting 20. I don't know. Would you have done less? I feel like 15, 20. I don't know. I guess maybe I could.
I say it, but like, no, I get terrified too.
I know. But anywho, yeah, I love ClassPass working out, but the aesthetics have been, for massages at least,
hit or miss.
They've been hit or miss, but that sucks. Now that I know you just spend your actual money too, because sometimes you can get it, ClassPass is a little bit cheaper. That's even worse.
No, this
so
is
you
like
spend
a
full price.
$100 massage. Yeah.
Oh. And did the lady help you at all?
No. She was like, oh, well, I think Ning is the lady who I went to the first time. She's like, Ning is in next week. Do you want me to book with her? And I'm like, no, I want partially refunded for the one I just got. I don't want to spend $100 2 days from now again.
Mm-hmm. That is so frustrating. I'm sorry. Ugh.
You know, good with the bad. Sometimes I just like to tell you guys the bad stuff too, so that, I don't know, keeps us all humble, you know?
No, it is good.
That's it though.
Okay, should we do the good now? Do you want to share your good?
Well, my peak was going to be the maternity shoot with Clay and saying baby's name. But another peak, Peaches got her pet passport. So even though I cannot leave the country, Peaches can now leave the country. She can be a little travel girly and go to Paris on Saturday if she wants. But I cannot. Her and Clay can go.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Clay has his too? Just you?
Yeah, it's only mine that's processing. Because remember when I went back to Nebraska and I had to get the marriage license apostilled? Since I'm his partner, it like held up my part of the application. So they had to re-review it and it like got put back in. But now it's reviewed and it's good. And I think I go on October 14th or something, like next week, to pick it up.
Okay, good. Well, go Peaches. Look at her. I didn't know passport was a thing, actually, now that I'm saying this out loud.
It's like the same size as a human passport, and it says European pet passport. It has like a stamp, all the little pages, fully inside, has stickers, stamps, information. It is legit.
It's
great because now she can go anywhere in the EU without having to pay for the health certificate. That was the big push, because if you guys are ever trying to travel out of country with a dog, usually anytime you go across a border, you need a health certificate from the vet each time. And like the one in the US, depending what country you're going to, can be anywhere between $300 to $700. And getting this pet passport was like $200 one time.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Way better deal. Yeah.
Okay, love it.
Your turn. What is your peak of the week?
Yes, I'm going to say my peak of the week was, this is the highlight of our weekend and going to Austin. So this also made, like you said, it wasn't just for ACL, the trip. This helped it be definitely worth still going. But we went to the Comedy Mothership, which is Joe Rogan's comedy theater, which is now one of the best comedy clubs in the US. And it was so good. They have two showrooms. There's like a big stage and a little stage. We went to the big stage for their 7 o'clock show. And it's just a variety show. You just get whichever comedians they get for that night. But we got some really big people. We got Tony Hinchcliffe, is a huge comedian right now. Tom Segura's wife, Christina, he's another big comedian. We also got this super famous comedian. I'd never heard of him, but he was huge in the 80s, Andrew Dice Clay. Apparently, he's so famous and took a long break, but now he's getting back into comedy. So people are like freaking out when he came on, which I'm like, I don't really know who this is, but apparently it's a big deal. But yeah, then there was just a bunch of other comedians that were new to me, but so funny, so good. Like, truly one of the best comedy shows I've ever been to. It's a bucket list place to go if you like comedy shows, which me and Connor love comedians. And so many good laughs. There was this one girl who came on last, and she had went after Tony Hinchcliffe, which Tony's a very big comedian. So I'm like, oh gosh, having to follow him, like that sucks. Like, is she going to be good? She was so funny. I was literally crying laughing during one of her stories. So really fun. That was definitely a highlight. If you're ever in Austin, or if you know that you're going to Austin, buy your tickets early, because randomly, like 2 weeks before our trip, I remembered, I'm like, oh my gosh, Comedy Mothership, we need to get tickets. Because I've been to Austin two other times, and both times all the shows have been sold out, because now it's one of the top tourism activities in Austin. People literally fly to Austin to go to Joe Rogan's comedy club, because that's how big Joe Rogan is. And all these comedians now live in Austin and have moved there because of this comedy club. So you literally get the best of the best. And so I remembered randomly and luckily secured tickets, because even our friends that we were talking to a week out, they wanted to come with us and they were all sold out. So I felt bad, but we got our tickets and yeah, so much fun.
Wow. That sounds like it would be a great experience. I haven't even heard of it, didn't know it existed, but with how big of an audience he has, I can imagine that they're pulling in great comedians and have quite an atmosphere there.
1,000%. Yeah, and people literally fly in from all over the world just to come to see these people. So yeah, so
well, good
much fun.
On you for thinking about it ahead of time.
Connor was so happy. He was like, that was definitely the best part of the whole trip. And I'm like, thank God. I just randomly remembered it. Yeah, I'm like, oh my goodness. And the tickets are cheap too. Like, it's a nice, affordable activity. I think we paid like $40 each for 3 hours. Just really generous, honestly. It was a long, long show, but highly recommend.
Also, low-key for curriculum, like we said last week.
Yeah.
You're trying to go see more shows, more entertainment, more live activities. So, you know, it was for your schoolwork.
Yes. Nothing very educational about that kind of show. But I love that mindset. That's a good mindset shift.
Hey, I don't think anyone made rules that the curriculum always has to be educational.
That's true. That's so true.
It's your class. You're the teacher.
So freaking true. Yeah, it's actually speech and debate.
There you go.
In front of the crowd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, let's read your guys' peaks.
You guys sent in so many this week. Maybe people are in a good mood or the spirits are lifted, but we have a lot to choose from.
Absolutely. Lane said, I said no to plans this weekend and got proper sleep that was much needed. I love that. As a big sleep girly, this is very important. So I'm glad that you said no and did what your body needed.
As a Libra, I have to read this one from Rachel. She said, enjoying Libra season in full force. And a few other people commented on Libra season or it being their birthdays. Mine is Saturday, the 11th. So happy birthday to all my fellow Libras out there.
This one is amazing. Maya said, getting free pit tickets to see Lord with my best friend. Okay, congratulations. I want the full story. How did this happen? And hope you had the best time.
There's quite a few pumpkin-related ones to choose from. I'll read this one from Courtney. She said, living through my 2-year-old daughter's eyes at the pumpkin patch. That sounds super sweet and wholesome.
So cute. As always, send your peeks on our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast. We post the story box every Monday.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Amazing. A little more backstory on this topic of our favorite wellness items, rituals, activities is keeping wellness accessible. Of course, there are so many amazing, amazing health and wellness things that are super expensive. Like take our sauna blankets, for example. How much are those things? Like $800, but they are worth it. A massage, like I just said, $100, sometimes worth it, sometimes not. But because of, you know, Jeff Bezos and other corporate manufacturing, for better or worse, it has made some wellness products very accessible to the masses. And if there's going to be anything good to come out of Amazon, I'm glad that it is allowing more opportunity to people at various price points. So we kind of thought it'd be fun to reflect on some of our most affordable wellness products, because sometimes, like, there's some things on this list that are like $10 that in the long run have done more for me than that shitty massage I had last week that was $100. Mm-hmm. So sometimes price is a huge factor, and then sometimes it's not. So kind of led to figuring out what we could do on a budget.
Absolutely. Well, what is your first item that you want to shout out?
Right before we were recording, Clay and I were eating dinner, and I was trying to make him guess my whole list. He did really, really good, but then he was mentioning once, and I'm like, ah, oh, I should have put that on here too. But the first thing that came to mind for me is mouth tape. Unfortunately, this is a very embarrassing fact, but at night I am a mouth breather and it dries out my mouth. It is like actually really bad for your health in a lot of ways if you're breathing with your mouth open while you're sleeping. If you want to look it up and go down a whole rabbit hole, you can figure that out for yourself. But the cost to fix that, I think it's like $10 for the pack of maybe like 150 or 200 that I have. I use two side by side to like really keep my mouth shut, but I sleep so much better. It's like better for the structure of your face and your breathing. I swear by it.
I love this one. I also put this one on my list, but I actually buy
kinesiology.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm like, how do I say this word? That tape, because I saw a TikTok that was like, you can buy, unless you want the ones, there are good mouth tapes that have the holes for your mouth, but they're like, if you're not needing that hole for your mouth in the middle, you can just buy this tape for $4, and the roll literally lasts you forever, and you just tape your mouth shut. So that's what I've been doing for probably the last year plus. But now my mouth, I'm not 100% sure, but I wake up and I feel like if I don't use the tape, my mouth is now trained that I don't need the tape every night. Mm. So that's a good thing about mouth tape too, is that it trains your body to just use your nose so that I actually don't need it every single night. But I do love this one that you mentioned. Yeah, mouth tape. It's great.
I wonder if that also helps you more during the day. Like if you're someone who's prone to mouth breathing mm-hmm. throughout your activities, if it would help. Yeah, train your mind to prioritize your nose all of the time.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. And some of them condition your lips. Like, there's a lot of benefits now. I feel like they've upgraded what all the mouth tapes do. If you just want to try it out for cheap, I think some of those tapes are literally $2 or $3, and you can try it mm-hmm. out and then see if you like it. And it's safe on your skin.
Fantastic. First one for you, technically, kind of second one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's two things that are also related to this. I also have tried out some nose strips to help with the breathing as well. That's good. I only use those if I'm really congested or really need help, because for the most part, I can breathe fine through my nose with the mouth tape. But the Breathe Right strips do work pretty well. They help like open up your nose at night. And then also at night, I love wrinkle tape. I think it's literally called wrinkle tape. But I got it on Amazon. It helps prevent wrinkles. So you tape up your face. But this tape helps to tape your face to kind of separate the wrinkles. And it's a natural way to prevent wrinkles, kind of like natural preventative Botox. So I like those two things at night as well.
I'll comment on the nose strips on Clay's behalf. Mm-hmm. He has a deviated septum from breaking his nose playing football like three different times. And as the partner, big support, because he used to kind of have like a whistle with his nose when he was breathing, like not snoring, but like you could hear it. And the nose strips have helped immensely.
Yeah.
I like can't hear him breathing anymore. And I really appreciate it.
I need to try out a few different brands. The ones I have, the Breathe Right ones, they work, but they kind of get a little uncomfortable sometimes. And I was listening to a podcast with someone who he's like, I need to invent a new type of nose strip because I've tried every single one and none of them are perfect. So if anyone has a good recommendation, please let me know. I'm just going to get through this pack that I bought. Oh, yes. And then the wrinkle tape that I use is called Frownies, and they're literally exactly $25.
Love that. Okay, I'll stick with the sleeping stuff, and I've mentioned it a few times on this podcast, but my silk eye mask and the back of it has Velcro instead of one of the elastic ones, and I prefer it so much over the elastic ones that I've tried over the years because I wake up and it's still on my head. Every elastic one I've ever tried, I wake up and it's not on my face anymore, and I truly, truly cannot sleep without an eye mask. Like if I were to be traveling and lost my eye mask or didn't bring it, I would have to put like a bandana around my eyes. My
Literally
brain cannot shut off without that thing.
No, your sleep is so much better when it's fully dark. I don't know about you. Does the color matter for your eye mask? I had a pack of purple, black, and navy blue. I literally couldn't use the purple one because it wasn't dark enough. I need a dark one.
I guess I don't know because this one is black and I've had it for years. And if you guys are grossed out by that, you can put it in the washing machine. That's what I do.
Just wash it. It's fine.
I truly don't know how people... Like, last night, I was filming Hayes. See, now I can just say his name. That's why I told you guys. It's just so much more fun. I can personify him instead of just being like, baby was kicking. But I was trying to film him with the flash on kicking. And I asked Clay this morning, I was like, did you wake up when I was like literally filming with a flash in the middle of the night? Yeah. And he was like, no, not at all. And I'm like, how? Because the tiniest sliver of light, like even if there's a street light coming in through the window, no. I am so sensitive, but it's all solved.
Yeah, eye masks are superior. Could not agree more. Okay, another one. If we're thinking about our nighttime routines, this one Connor bought, and I really like it. I think, what's the statistic? Majority of Americans are magnesium deficient. So, of course, you can take an oral magnesium, but another great way is magnesium spray on your feet, because apparently your feet have big open pores that absorb it very easily. So I'll do magnesium spray on my feet at night, literally right before I go to bed. I keep it in my nightside table. There's a lot of benefits, but off the top of my head, it improves your sleep, reduces stress. Those are the reasons I use it for. I think it can also relax your muscles. There's a cult following for these magnesium sticks that they sell at Target through Ashley Tisdale's brand. It's called Frenchie, if you've ever seen that brand. But they make these magnesium sticks and people love them for pain relief. They're like, please never stop making these because people love rubbing it on isolated areas that have a little bit of pain. So same thing with the spray. You could spray it on different areas. So I love it. I sleep great. So I feel like it's working. I'm going to keep doing it.
I saw you also wrote down electrolytes, and that was I was going to put on my list too. But tragedy, Element stopped. They used to have a headquarters over here in Europe, and now they don't anymore. So if I want to get one pack of Element on Amazon, guess how much it is?
I'm scared.
90 euros. So like well over $100. And there are actually so many things like that that I just like can't get here without an obscene price tag. So if you guys are thinking about complaining about living in America this week, just know at least you can buy things for really cheap. Because
that's so sad.
I miss Element packets so bad. And being pregnant, like you're so thirsty, you need to be so hydrated. So if anyone comes to Amsterdam and wants to be my best friend in the world, I will do anything if you want to bring me some Element packets, because the ones that I've been trying here have not been hitting the same. We just got a new like berry flavored, I don't know, some Dutch brand one. And we're like, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I also bought electrolytes when I was in Europe this summer. I bought them in France and they were meh.
Not the same.
It's not the same. I need that like that juicy sip of salt. That's just like so salty, so delish.
I don't know how they do it so different, but it's like once you have Element ones, everything else does not compare. But I think they are worth the price. Like if anyone hasn't tried them and you're like, why would I spend that much money on them?
Mm-hmm.
Try them and report back, please.
No, Element, so good. Okay, another really good one. They had for free in our hotel rooms in Colorado because people get so elevation sick. This brand called Mortal Hydration. Those and Element have been my absolute favorites. So good. Because these ones, the Mortal Hydration ones, they have regular ones and they also lean into the salt and they have like salty ones. They had like a salty margarita flavor. So good. Obviously no alcohol in it, but just that same taste. Oh my gosh. Highly recommend.
Mortal. Mortal.
Yeah. Mortal Hydration. And I feel like it's a smaller company. So if you want to support a small brand, really, really good.
Good shout. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are underhydrated because it's not just drinking more water. And I'm sure everyone's heard that by now, but it's like the quality of the water actually has to be there.
And your body just retaining it instead of just flushing out. Because my friend's mom literally almost died once because she was drinking a ton of water and she drank too much water that it flushed out her organs. Like her organs were getting flooded. It was like a special circumstance. She had just had some sort of surgery, but wasn't feeling good. And they're like, oh, stay hydrated. So she just kept chugging water and it literally sent her to the ER. She's fine, but literally almost killed her.
Wow, that's really scary. I mean, If you really think about it, though, if there's one thing we should be prioritizing as humans, it's probably the water. That was like a big lesson after living in Tulum, where finding access to high quality water was such a challenge. It really made me appreciate nice water, the different sources of water, and how they actually make you feel. I guess we could talk about Celtic sea salt for a second, because now that I found out I can't get Element, I'm on a mission to find a really good sea salt here to help make up for it.
We take Baja sea salt. That's a big popular brand. A lot of the health people like. You can do just a sprinkle in your water. That's one we have. We have a big bag of that. You can either just put it under your tongue in the morning or in your water. That with a scoop of aminos, Perfect Aminos, is so delish. I think Perfect Aminos are $35 though, so it's an honorary mention. But they're really good for muscle recovery. Oh, $45, oops. But I feel like it lasts so long. If we're talking per scoop, that's like 10 cents or 15 cents per serving. So I feel like that could be under $25. But electrolytes, aminos, I am weird. I got the vanilla flavor aminos. All the other ones are like berries and fun flavors. They were sold out of everything except for vanilla when I ordered it. And I surprisingly did like it. So that with sea salt, the Baja sea salt is really good. And yeah, the sea salt in the morning kicks off your day with helping your body stay hydrated. And salt is obviously the number one thing for hydration.
Amazing. My last hydration shout would be coconut water.
Yeah.
I had a whole liter of it today and it really hit the spot. I met a girl in Tulum and she was talking about how when she was pregnant, when she was breastfeeding, and then when he got older, she was like, I swear 9 times out of 10, if I wasn't feeling well or he wasn't feeling well, coconut water was the solution. I'd drink a liter of coconut water and feel amazing and he would be healed.
Wow. That's a really good one. And with that too, not all coconut waters are the same. So I feel like making sure you buy a good one. Sometimes if it's a low quality coconut water, it tastes not ripe. Have you ever noticed that? Because I think in my head, they're trying to rush the production. They're using not ripe coconuts, like the mass produced ones. Because I've bought in the cheapest one. My favorite is Harmless Harvest. Shout them out for. There's this pink. There's something with it naturally oxidizes and turns pink. And that's totally normal and fine. And they use organic coconut. So I like them the best, but obviously they're probably different in the Netherlands. And you probably got them fresh in Tulum.
When I was live working at that yoga resort, the workers would just cut a coconut out of the tree and we'd just be standing there drinking fresh coconut water. I just remember thinking, like, in that moment, it was such a culture shock to be like, wow, like, we have to go to Whole Foods and buy a box of this.
Yeah. Ain't no coconuts growing in Missouri, sadly.
If you've been loving the weekly episodes of Already Friends and want even more real, raw, and unfiltered conversations from us, come to our Patreon page. Over there, your support helps us keep this public show going every single week. And as a thank you, you'll get instant access to our entire library of bonus episodes. We even go deeper, talking about things we don't always share on the public feed. Think shocking life moments, friendship breakups, controversial opinions, behind the scenes of our businesses, and so much more. It's only $5 a month to join, and we still add new bonus episodes each month. So if you're craving more candid, cozy chats, spicy takes, and big sister energy, head to patreon.com/alreadyfriends, select the $5 a month tier, and you'll become a member. We'd love to have you, and if you've already joined, thank you so much for the support. Should we pivot to maybe like home cleaning type of stuff? Because we both have a couple there.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
For my home cleaning, well, I guess this applies to pretty much all the soap that I own in my house, but the number one thing I have was making my own laundry detergent. That has changed my life because, one, not only have I realized how many nasty, unnecessary things are in laundry detergents, especially fragrance / perfume. I'm really trying to get away from fragrance. If you look into it for literally 30 seconds, you realize how bad it is for you. Not all fragrance. If it's naturally derived fragrance, that's the confusing thing, is because I use the same word. I mean, I would say 99% of things that have fragrance are bad for you. But if it's naturally derived, like I use a deodorant that has naturally derived fragrance and it's in the clear, but all the perfumes, all the really good smelling Thai detergents, all that stuff are very big endocrine disruptors, have data and studies that link it to cancers, infertility, like really abhorrent things that make you sad. So I've been making my own laundry detergent, and not only is it completely clean, it's literally four ingredients. It is a fourth of the cost of detergent at the store. It's like truly shocking. So I'll link this in the show notes as well. It's literally baking soda, washing soda, sea salt, and Epsom salt. And I ran this through ChatGPT, but it's 5 cents per load versus at the store, at the grocery store, it can be anything from 20 cents to 30 cents per load of what you buy at the store. So highly recommend. It's 2 minutes to make it, and it lasts so long.
And you're not contributing big, huge plastic jugs. And not only do those chemicals go into the clothes, each time you wash them, then those chemicals are going in the water and it's going into our water stream, and it's just cycling more and more microplastics and chemicals into our water supply. And that's why polyester is a problem too, because it's not just the polyester on your skin. Like, it's bad for you, of course, because skin is the biggest organ in our body. But then every single time you're washing these clothes, chunks are coming off into the water supply. And even now, babies in utero have been found to have microplastics that clearly it shows it passed the placental barrier. And that's just insane.
Yeah, definitely trying to cut back on my plastic use all around like you said, the environment as well. But also, it's proven that it's getting into our bloodstreams, which is not great. I also make my own dishwasher detergent. I will say I have all the ingredients for it. My first go around with the recipe that I found, it was leaving all my glass really streaky. So I didn't love this recipe. I recently just bought clean powdered dishwasher detergent. I haven't tried it out yet. Literally just arrived. So unfortunately, I haven't cracked the code on making my own dishes detergent yet. I don't know. Just having that foggy glass was pretty gross. Even if it was clean,
I had the same issue.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd rather have clear
dishes. It was like a
dishes.
Film, kind of.
I know. The big thing with the dishwasher detergent is those pods, those plastic pods that we got really addicted to, that we all love. Those contain plastic, apparently. So I'm trying to get away from that. And one more thing, another favorite wellness item, you can never go wrong with Dr. Bronner soap. I buy a thing at TJ Maxx, Marshalls. I think it's like $12. And I refill all my hand soaps with that. It's literally one squirt, one big squirt in a hand soap dispenser and then water. Because I was like, I would buy hand soap and it literally doesn't even last a month. I'm like, I just spent $6 for what? And then I found online on Reddit, people are like, Dr. Bronner's, that lasts forever. And it's clean, all natural, smells really good. So that's my soap of my house routine that I love.
I really like your laundry detergent recipe. We'll try that out. We also use the refillables for like the sprays, just having the concentrated pour a little bit in. And I also think that's nice for storage. I don't want a ton of plastic bottles in our cabinets. I like just having the glass bottle, put a little in, refill it, call it a day.
Oh, so you just make it when you need it?
There's so many things that when I lived in the States, I had to either make my own or only go to the zero waste store to find something that wasn't like trying to kill me. And here, I don't feel like everything is trying to kill me. So
yeah,
even just regular powdered one from the grocery store here, it's like organic and eco-clean and it was $2. How is this possible?
Mm-hmm.
It still trips me up that that's just accessible and normal here to not be poisoned.
Yeah, I guess cleaning-wise, I literally just clean with vinegar and water. I have two glass spray bottles, one upstairs, one downstairs, vinegar and water for all the upstairs, downstairs counters. And then I have another glass bottle that's, like you said, the concentrate of a glass cleaner from The Grove is a brand. They make really good little
vials.
That
was the one I would get when I lived in Nebraska.
Yeah, and I randomly found them at, you can get it at Kohl's. So if you have Kohl's near you, they have Grove products and you can go in and get these reusable cleaning products.
Nice. And I really liked them. Like I felt like they actually cleaned, kind of how you were saying with the dishwasher. Sometimes the eco products, I'll admit, they don't do as good of a job cleaning on the surface, it seems. But I did feel like the Grove products matched up to the toxic
100%.
Stuff.
And yeah, if we're talking about price, one glass spray bottle, I think I got all three of mine for free with whatever subscription I had for a minute. And they sent me a free glass cleaner, three of them, and vinegar and water. That is so cheap. I get a whole thing of vinegar for $3 and it lasts forever.
Fabulous. I'll go adjacent with wool dryer balls.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying with like the zero waste stuff or the refillable, not having to buy it as often. Wool dryer balls are another great example of that because dryer sheets, that's something you have to buy all the time, again and again. And who gets excited about having to spend, I don't even know how much they are because I haven't bought them in forever. Like who wants to spend their money on dryer sheets? Not me. No, and so me neither. Like the wool dryer balls, you can get 4 to 8 pack for $20, $25, depending where you get them from. And you can put essential oil drops on them if you did want to have a scent in your dryer, but they last for years. It's something like 2,000 loads or something. It's just crazy that things like that exist, but they had to sell us dryer sheets instead to make more money.
I've literally never bought a dryer sheet in my entire life, I can say, because I got into the wool dryer balls in 2019. I feel like I bought them when I was in New York. And I guess before then, I just didn't use dryer sheets. I just don't feel like electric static was ever a problem for me in college when I was doing my laundry. I don't feel like I ever got shocked from my laundry. But there was a point where I'm like, oh, I need these. And speaking of the fragrance and all that, like there's stuff on those dryer sheets that gets coated on your clothes is literally not good for
coated.
You at all. Yeah.
I know.
I'm not trying to fear monger, but it's once you follow the counts and stuff that teach you all these things, you just can't unsee it. And like you said, why wouldn't you? All these options are cheaper. Not all of them, but I feel like majority of the time I'm saving money by doing the cleaner option. So why wouldn't I do that?
I know. I think they try to get you that it doesn't work as well.
Right.
Because they want you to keep buying it again and again. But the wool dryer balls actually are more efficient because also they bop around in there.
Yeah.
And so they help your clothes not get wrinkly because they're like circulating everything around. And then by doing that, it also cuts back on dryer time.
Wait, two more cleaning things I have while we're on it. With the laundry, instead of buying OxiClean or any stain remover spray, buy a naphtha bar. They're literally $1. Again, same thing. Like they were using these in the early 1900s, wanted to sell a $15 spray bottle instead. But it's literally like a soap bar and you just rub it on the stain. It works better than any stain removing spray I've ever bought in my life. And it's $1. Maybe it's even 89 cents. It's probably less than $1. That's the best. And also, just an announcement, please don't ever buy Dawn Power Wash dish soap. I'm sure you guys have seen the commercials. The spray bottle is really nice. It's really convenient. You spray it instead of squeezing it. So I think people will buy it for that reason. But if you look on TikTok, how many health issues people have after using this power wash dish soap, you will never want to buy it again. People having gut issues, stomach issues out of nowhere, and then realizing it started after they bought the power wash dish soap. Because it's like, why is it? Because not only is it a spray bottle, it like cuts the grease and you can clean your dishes in half the time. But it's like, okay, well, why is it doing that? Because it's really, really harsh.
How is
body.
That happening?
Exactly. So, because I think my brother was buying it at one point. I'm like, do not use that literally ever again. Like, you can finish that bottle, whatever. It's fine. Don't just throw it away. Don't waste it. But like, don't ever buy that again. I feel like there's going to be lawsuits.
It's probably because they bought Buyer's Trust with all of their little duck commercials way back. Do you remember that? They'd be like, when there was an oil spill, they'd go clean the animals with Dawn. And then they probably won over everyone's heart.
Yeah. And I'm not saying don't ever buy Dawn. You can use the regular Dawn. That's fine. Even though, again, like we're trying to get away from the dyes and the perfumes and the fragrance. It has all that. Just specifically the power wash, you should be very concerned about.
Good to know. I mean, I obviously don't buy it, but yeah. Great. Basically, if it's a big name brand, I'm just suspicious. Like, yeah. I fully trust the random homemade eco brand at a zero waste shop or like the organic section over any big name brand. Like, to me, it's actually a red flag if I like have brand recognition.
I know. That's the one thing. I love my Costco membership because they have a lot of healthy things. That is the one area they're lacking in. Any of the home products. Like, they have good healthy foods, healthy snacks, but all the home products are all, like, Bounty, Dawn. I wish they would have, because one thing I love is bamboo unbleached toilet paper. I got onto that a couple years ago, and I just have a subscription on Amazon because I can't find it in any store. Like, all they do is sell tree toilet paper that's bleached. I've yet to find it in any store.
Okay, I love the eco talk and I could go down this rabbit hole forever. You know me, but I'll rein it in and bring it back to some of the other areas of wellness. When I got into Ayurveda after I got pregnant, I think that was like April, May. One of the number one things that Ayurveda recommends doing daily is tongue scraping. So I got like a $10 copper tongue scraper. And you're supposed to do it, I think, every morning and every night. I'm not going to lie, I'm not that diligent. I probably do it 3 times per week. But last week, I kind of had some acid reflux, which is really common in pregnancy. And I realized I hadn't tongue scraped in a few days, literally tongue scraped, did oil pulling, the acid reflux was gone. I don't know if it was a coincidence or what, but my tongue didn't look right with all that acid reflux. And then after I cleaned it all out in there, because I could go into this. I'll give you the overview. In face yoga, I learned that your mouth is one end of the sphincter and your butt, your anus, is the other end of the sphincter. So it's all connected. And when things are coming up one part of the sphincter, like your mouth is the end of that. And so there's a reason that your oral hygiene is so connected to your gut.
Yeah. Okay. That is a good one. I got a tongue scraper as a Christmas gift and I've yet to use it. So I need to get on that. It's all about the habits and getting into the habit.
Yeah. I know you're really good at flossing. And then I haven't historically been as good at flossing. Then once I got pregnant, bleeding gums is also very common. It's kind of weird. Pregnancy like stirs up all these things. Now I'm like, oh, I literally have to do it. But I know we both have coconut floss on this list and the water flosser. Mm-hmm. And I love both of them. The water flossers, technically, I think mine was like $40, but I did check. I found some online that are $20 to keep it on this list. And I use mine in the shower. And you know how after you use the water flosser and floss, your teeth feel like a level of clean that you're like seeking forever after that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the tongue scraper feels. When I don't do the tongue scraping, I'm like, my breath just feels rancid compared to how it does with the tongue scraper.
Okay, randomly enough, when I was in middle school, there was a beauty YouTuber that was sponsored by these tongue scrapers way back in 2006, 2007, 2008.
Good for them.
And I used to buy them, but they were single-use ones and loved them because apparently majority of bad breath is from the bacteria on your tongue as well. So I know how good it feels and how much I will like it once I get back into it, but just need to get into it.
Well, that's okay.
Now's the time.
All these other things I need to get into.
Yeah, okay. We should rapid fire the rest. So final ones for me, hypochlorous acid spray. It's the same as the Tower 28 facial spray, but you can buy other brands. I have a Mario Badescu one. It was literally $12. It's great. Hydrates the face. Great for after workout or just a little midday pick me up. I love my Gua Sha. I get some really crazy TMJ if I drink. Yeah, if I drink too much caffeine, especially, that's really nice. Can work out my jaw, but also it's good for facial structuring, snatching your face in more not official terms, and
in the lymphatic drainage.
Yes, thank you. And lymphatic drainage. I have a dry brush that I have for my face and a dry brush for my body as well. Again, I could be better about getting into that habit. Those are both under $25 and really great. And this one is, like you said, there are some cheap ones. Mine was more expensive, but you can get this for under $25. An acupressure mat. My back is really hurting. I'll literally just lay on the mat and it has all these pressure points that helps release that tension. And it feels great. And I really like it.
My rapid fire taper candles. Of course, I've always loved a glass jar candle, but specifically this year, I have really been loving taper candles. I like that you can see them lit from like everywhere in the room. So we have 4 as of now holders that I thrifted all of them. And then we have this cute little home store where I've been getting soy candles. And yeah, I just think that they're so beautiful and add a lot of ambiance, especially at dinner time. I got a pair of house slippers just from Zara Home, but I really think they contribute to my wellness because then when I get out of the shower, I'm like, ooh, my little slippers, put my robe on. And in the morning, it's so nice on our wood floors because it's already starting to get chilly here. It feels great to have slippers in order if I'm taking peaches out. And the lowest tier of ClassPass is $19 a month for 8 credits. That's currently what I have because I have my yoga studio membership. But I think it's nice because like how today I just went to the gym. It still allows me to go try a couple of places each month to get out of my comfort zone. I've been telling you guys how much I love my DIY nails. You can get a UV lamp for under $25. If you wanted to go all in and get top coat, base coat, builder gel, and a nail drill. You could probably get all of that also for $25 if you want to go the extra mile. And then depending how many colors you want, thinking of cost per use, I think you could get all the DIY gel nail stuff for under $75. And that's like 1 to 2 times at the salon even. And now I've been doing my nails. They are so strong, so long. It's so fun. I basically do it every Sunday. And I just really feel better physically and emotionally when my nails look good. Palo Santo, of course. This one is very, very affordable. Usually they're only like $1 or $2 per stick. I love the smell of it. I think it's so grounding. And then lastly, I have this little aromatherapy jar. It's from a girl or a brand, Madison Plus Green. I got it when we were in Sedona, Arizona for Christmas last year. It's a little aromatherapy glass jar. You screw the lid off. The scent I got is Time to Shine, and you literally just inhale it. And so I either use it at my desk or I bring it with me traveling. Oh my God, I just opened it. It smells so fucking good. Last week, Clay and I were on the phone with the health insurance. We get the perfect customer service guy. He's so helpful. The Dutch phone runs out of data and just completely stops the phone call. And then the phone like glitched out and we couldn't even like reload the data. And I've complained to you guys about the company that we had. So we literally just like lost our shit, went to the competitor, completely deleted our plan with the old place and bought an entire new phone package. But in the midst of that, we were like smelling this little aromatherapy jar. We were like, oh, breathe in. Let's make a plan. How do we solve this problem? So shout out to the Time to Shine aromatherapy thing, because we were like about to lose our shit.
It was about to be a meltdown, and it kept you grounded.
It did. It truly did. And it has done that on many occasions, because it's even like gets you to breathe. So if you are someone, I know I'm kind of like joking right now, but if you're someone who gets anxious or overstimulated, it forces you to stop and take really deep breaths, which is helpful for a variety of reasons. And then the aromatherapy, I think, is like the cherry on top, but it forces you to do the action that's like actually making you slow down and center yourself. Uh-huh. So I'll link this in the show notes, because I think it's a small business and I've probably opened and smelled this 500 times and it still smells like the day I got it.
Wow. Okay, great. That's really good. All right. I'm sure we could think of more and more things. Even as you were speaking, I was thinking of more things, but we do need to go. And I love this list. I feel like we could always do a part two. We could do over $25.
Yeah. Some more investment ones.
Yeah. I've definitely bought some more expensive things that, again, when you think of cost per use, it's typically always worth it.
I feel like this is a good episode one to help people know what we've tried that's worth spending the money on or not. And with Christmas and other holidays coming up, if you're looking for an affordable gift for someone in your life, or making a Christmas list to send to someone and you want to put a few lower priced items on there, this is a good list. And if you go to our website, artyfriendspodcast.com, go to the episodes tab, we'll like properly add links and titles to everything we mentioned here.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Arty Friends, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.